Track 31. Pet Listening, Part 3. You will hear a radio announcer talking about the Open House London weekend. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space.
Don't miss the annual Open House London weekend. Over 2 days, Londoners and visitors to London have the unique opportunity to see some of the capital's most interesting buildings that are normally closed to the public. The idea started in 1992 and was aimed at promoting public knowledge of London's buildings and architecture. The Open House weekend is always in September, so look out for the next dates. There are buildings to see in all of the 32 London boroughs. The 800 and more buildings and sites range from private homes to government buildings and historic sites. Most of them also offer guided tours, but you need to book them well in advance. Apart from famous buildings like the Admiralty or the National Theatre, there are interesting modern structures, like the UK's first large-scale eco-village and sustainable community, Bedzed. You can visit its future-focused homes, offices, college and community facilities. During the last Open House weekend, the village organised hourly tours from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., but booking was essential. In some buildings, there are architects present to provide information about the buildings they've designed. Many of them are happy to give a talk too, but if you miss that opportunity, fact sheets about the buildings are available. Apart from visits to buildings, there are also walking tours, boat tours, and even cycle tours. If you really want to get to know London, remember to put the Open House weekend in your diary. And not only London. The idea has become so popular that it has been copied all over the world. There are Open House weekends in all major European cities, like Milan, Madrid, and Athens, as well as in the United States and Australia. And last but not least, all visits and tours are free.